The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
All righty, let's see here. What's going on? It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Monday, wow. November 3rd?
There's a wake up. 2 more days till the Good Day national holiday.
That's right, Richie.
Doug Steffen's birthday.
Yeah. Hoo-ah. All right, so last week, Kenny Kessler is here, Rich McFadden is here, and Jennifer has the unga-bungas. She goes, I love my voice sound like this, and so I can't go out here. So I'll find out for sure. I'll be with her next Sunday for an event in Los Angeles, the Radio Hall of Fame annual dinner, in which everybody is inducted except me. No dinners.
I never got a dinner.
No prizes.
Never got a dinner.
So the top 10 topics of the week last week, according to talkers, the number one item was the midterm election frenzy. 33% of you, when asked what you thought was the most important talk radio conversation last week, agreed with that consensus. So it wasn't even close. The battle against ISIS, 21%. So that was the most important thing. Let's see here. Presidential prospects, 14%. That was number three, according to you. And who won the World Series? 10% of you thought that was the most important. Let's go back a couple of steps to number two instead of number one. Richie was watching the 60 Minutes piece last night on the recruiter in London,
yeah,
who's actively going after ISIS candidates, and you got the chills.
It was freaky because watching these clerics just openly say, we think the
cleric
whole world
would be someone who is supposedly of religion.
Right.
Yes.
So, and they are Muslim, and they believe that the only true religion is Islam, and that everybody should be converted. And even one of the guys who had converted, and his mother was not a Muslim, said, I do not love her. I will take care of her because she is my mother, and that is my duty. But I do not love her because it says that I'm not allowed to love my mother or anybody if they're not a Muslim. So, but what I thought was interesting was that their big discrepancy with democracy is that it's man-made, and there can be no man-made laws. There are only God-made laws, and we will not accept man-made laws, and we will do everything we can to convert everybody, and no matter what it takes. And then the reporter was like, well, will you, what about all the violence, the beheadings and all this other stuff, and, you know, you will talk about and the democracies and their violence and their bombings of villages, but yet you will not condone beheadings. And he says, well, we're the oppressed. That's the difference. So he's basically over there openly recruiting for ISIS, and apparently just after they interviewed him last week, he was arrested on some charges, but apparently this happens all the time, and he gets off and he goes right back to what he was doing.
He gets arrested by the London police, you
by
mean?
By the London police.
Or authorities
they
there.
Figure out the authorities there. They figure out a way to arrest him for something, and then,
so
know.
He's a resident of London.
He's a citizen of London. He was born in London.
Huh. You know, we ought to try to find James Whale and see.
Let me tell you something. The UK,
yeah,
France, they got a big problem.
Yeah, they do.
It is a big problem over there.
Yeah.
Because
a lot more of them wandering around in London than are wandering around here.
A lot
here.
More vocal and.
Yep. All right. So what do you think of that? 888-302-3684. Richie, see if you can find James just for the heck of it and see what he has to say, or if you can find him. 888-302-DOUG is a phone line connection. Email to Doug or Ken or Rich. Not, you don't put that in the heading either. Doug@DougSteffen.com. Rich@DougSteffen.com. Ken@DougSteffen.com for your comments. Or you can tweet Twitter at Good Day Show. You can use Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day. Kenny, what sort of thoughts do we have about the battle against ISIS? What are the thoughts being shared by some of our listeners who want to be heard but they don't get to the phone?
I don't see anything about ISIS this morning.
Really?
Lots about tomorrow's election.
I think that's appropriate. In fact, it's very interesting to see all of the advertising has been done here in Massachusetts for the governor's race here and the big races up in New Hampshire, especially once in a while you see a Rhode Island TV spot, but not often. It's mostly New Hampshire and Massachusetts. And they have openly stayed as far away, the Democrats, as far away as possible from Mr. Obama, because he is extraordinarily unpopular in New Hampshire and almost as unpopular in Massachusetts. But the race between the lady who is the senator now, Jeanne Shaheen, who used to be governor, she was a state senator before, whatever. She's been in politics all of her life. Versus Scott Brown, who is a guy born in Maine, was senator from Massachusetts to replace Ted Kennedy, has a home in New Hampshire, decided to run against her because their polling showed she was vulnerable. He's actually quite good in terms of his ideas, pretty moderate, pretty sharp, pretty New Hampshire, actually. She has got a tremendous machine. Bill Clinton was up there campaigning for her. Bill Clinton was in Massachusetts campaigning for Martha Coakley, who's running for governor, against a fellow who probably will win, but by the hair on his chinny chin chin. I think Scott Brown will win by the hair on his chinny chin chin as well up there. But the governor's race here has been filled with hate, just awful, venomous stuff that you see created by. I thought if you watch The Good Wife, there's a part of the storyline is Alicia Florek, who is the heroine of the She's the Good Wife, running for state's attorney, and the people who are handling her are the same people that handled her husband, the character played by Chris Noth, who's the governor of Illinois. And the way that they manipulate and fiddle with the elections and the people and the ideas, I think is very telling. And it's a great drama to bring you around to thinking about or understand the reality of how political campaigns are run. It's really pretty. I've been involved in some political campaigns myself over the years, and they've gotten so nasty that I involve myself only in the local stuff here that might affect my hometown. But other than that, I don't get involved as I used to. I used to be very active in statewide politics and actually national politics as well. But it's in 20 years, it has really deteriorated. But I'll tell you something. One of the things that the party leaders are working over or arguing about, because the midterms are tomorrow, Republicans are really going after Obama, and the way they're assailing him doesn't do them credit if they just be quiet. But they're not smart enough apparently to do that, so they may just trip over themselves trying to motivate voters with their negativism. And a lot of it comes from the Koch brothers and some of these other. It isn't so much the candidates as it is the people who are putting up the money behind the scenes that have obfuscated the system anyway. So either side, more advertising. I don't know how it is where you are, Richie or Kenny, how it is out there. But most of the awful advertising not only is awful, but it is it's being produced and paid for by these not by the candidates, but by these big PACs. And
there's both. I'm seeing both.
Yeah. Well, you see both, but you see more. I see more PACs up here. Chris is in Columbia, South Carolina. Welcome to Good Day, Chris. Hi.
Thank you. I just turned in the station and found you talking and heard you reciting the comment about God's law and man's law.
Yeah.
And thought you were talking about Christianity until I heard the rest of this. What
Isn't it interesting
about
how that happens?
But based on that, I mean, I agree with that sentiment that if you're a Christian, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to follow God's law, not man's law. So, you know, I have a problem with Christianity or people that call themselves Christian that the support legislation and making edicts against other men and other people. That, you know, it's not Christ-like to take away the freedoms of your brother. Let's put it that way.
it's none of anybody's business. That's probably a better way of, that's a little more direct, but you're saying what a lot of people, there's just too much prejudice, there's too much judgment, there's too much not turning the other cheek, if you will, or understanding that everybody is different. So that's a good point to make, Chris. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. Appreciate it. Isn't it interesting how, I was thinking the exact same thing. When you were talking about the idea of Richie of Muslims saying that everybody needs to be a
God's
Muslim,
law.
Follow God's law. I was thinking that that's what I learned when I was in Sunday school. I heard those pretty much those very words.
Right.
But did you? Did you, Kenny, hear that when you were growing
the
up?
The difference is we've separated it out from our government. So,
I don't know that we've done that. We say we have, but I'm not sure that we have. Kenny grew up in a different religious tradition. So, did you hear that your religion was the best religion when you were younger, and that you had to follow God's laws and that sort of thing?
I don't remember hearing that mine was the best, but I do remember hearing that you're supposed to follow God's laws.
Yeah. Well, and then you changed religions, and did you hear the same thing when you went to the new religion?
Sure, but in neither case was there penalty of death.
Yes, right. No beheadings. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a large...
I never felt in danger if I slipped up.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. Well, you'd only be in danger in the next life, not in this life.
I have to slip up really.
One of the guys that they were interviewing, the right hand to the main guy they were interviewing.
Yeah. Said, 60 Minutes.
I want to see people stoned in the street for whatever.
See, that's why, and this is what the Islamic leaders that don't want
to see people stoned in the street in London.
Yeah. Well, see, not objecting to that, not having a lot of leaders just go out and say, this is outrageous, we can't, that's what gives people cause to think more of these people are like that than not, because they don't put up a strenuous defense of what they really believe. They let these people set the agenda, set the tone, set the ideas in people's minds that the Islamics are a bunch of bloodthirsty curs that at the easiest or the quick. I mean, you see the stories all the time. The news media is happy to add to that. Woman stoned because she supposedly looked at another man and that kind of stuff. You know, you see that there are various sects, S-E-C-T-S, of the Muslim religion that are fanatical, just like there are sects of the Christian religion that are fanatical, and the Jewish religion, fanatical, just over the top crazy. So, and they're all there playing, but some just feel like the Muslims need to put up more of a... they need to put up more of a fight or more display, if you will. 888-302-3684. Here's a display of my pure support for a product that is so good, so strong, so ready, so able to help you through many problems. The problems that Omax 3 Ultra Pure helps you with include joint pain, high triglyceride levels, bad, high cholesterol levels, bad. Worse, I guess. Mood swings. memory issues, among other things. Foggy thinking. I have told you many, many times how your brain needs to be lubricated. You need to clear away the brain fog. And that's what Omax 3 Ultra Pure does. It does all kinds of things because this lubrication that's in this 100% pure omega-3 oil, 100% potent, pure, plus a patented 4-to-1 EPA-DHA ratio. I don't know what means more to you. To me, it's just how I feel. I know my mind is better. I know that the joint pain, as I have in some circumstances, a little bone rubbing against bone or cartilage, I know this helps. Take a couple of them, and you will notice the difference. Omax 3 Ultra Pure is the way for you to start every day or at some point in time. You follow this every single day. Follow this routine, and man, are you going to be happy that I told you about it. Here's how you find Ultra Omax 3 Ultra Pure. 800-316-7918. You get it free. A 30-day supply free. Just pay $12 shipping and handling. That's it. 800-316-7918. Get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure. You can go to Doug 4, the D-O-U-G, number 4, Omax, number 3.com and order it there. Or call 800-316-7918.
experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Half the hour, the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day get together, but this portion of this hour devoted usually to fun and fits of fancy, either from late night show monologues from the previous night, or in the case of Monday morning, what happened on Saturday Night Live. First, let's Richie play the spoof of the interview between Megyn Kelly and Governor Christie about the Ebola quarantine.
Governor, what do you say to Ms. Hickok's claims that her quarantine was inhumane?
Well, with all due respect, Megyn, you need to shut the hell up. Ms. Hickok's got a tent in a parking lot with her own porta potty. In New Jersey, that's called a luxury condo. Ms. Hickok's also had access to the internet and some of the best takeout food in Newark. I'm talking about places like Zuccarelli's Bar and Grill and Cucazella's Bakery and the Calzone Emporium down on Route 35.
Okay, Governor, well, the CDC called your quarantine rules draconian.
Look, my only job is to protect the people of New Jersey. And believe me, they need protection. Their immune systems are already under attack from tattoo infections and tainted well vodkas and jet fumes, by which I mean the stench of the New York Jets.
I don't know whether people found that funny. I think I'm going to check all out of that. Now, let's go down to Richie. When they joke about the midterm elections, that would be cut 308.
This Tuesday are the midterm elections, and I know a lot of people aren't going to vote because they don't follow politics, but that's no excuse. I don't know anything about politics, but last year I voted for Mayor Bill de Blasio because I liked his son's afro, and it counted just as much as a smart person. So make sure you get out there and vote next Tuesday or this Tuesday. Whatever. Who cares, man? It's the midterms. It's not even important.
So you know how reflective that is of how people make up their minds to vote? It really has, a lot of times, nothing to do with the issues at all. Do they like the way people look? Like the way they talk? What does the wife look like? De Blasio is married to a black lady and has, if I'm not mistaken, a couple of children with her. And so that was the reference. Did it make any difference? No, he's a horrible mayor and has nothing to do with his wife or his children. He's just a lousy mayor. Everybody was, no matter who followed Bloomberg, it was kind of, it's a one-term affair, I'm betting, for that guy. Okay, next. The joke from Saturday Night Live about a new donut combination, Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts announced that it will soon release a croissant donut hybrid, but insisted that it will not be called a cronut. Instead, it will be called a dobage, which is a combination of donut and garbage.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. All right, here's a joke about a new anti-dancing ordinance in Utah.
Residents of St. George, Utah are upset about a new city ordinance that prohibits dancing events without a permit. I'm on it, said Kevin Bacon.
Totally.
All right, did we find that Chris Rock, apparently the host of SNL, said something pretty controversial, or it was deemed to have been controversial, about the 9/11 and what's going to happen eventually down the road. Did you find any audio about that?
I didn't find it yet, no.
All right, so essentially what I understand it to have been, because I didn't stay up to watch it, but I saw reference to it in the news of all places, because he jokes about September 11th and how sooner or later we're going to have sales on September 11th. You'll be able to buy a new set of sheets for $9.11 or something like that. And people took offense to it, which I understand, even though I think that he's probably right. That's, we will forget, we've forgotten.
Oh, no. Yeah, he's absolutely right.
We have forgotten more about the importance of certain holidays, especially Veterans Day, Memorial Day, even the 4th of July. It just, everything's watered down so much, so commercialized, it becomes trite, frankly. So I think even though we can't find the reference to it, most people, if you've heard about it, understand it. And if you think it through, he's right, as Richie suggested. 28 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, whether at the high school, college, or professional level, what should the protocol be when a quarterback or any player seems dazed after a hard hit?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. Ah, the happy dancer coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Lowry. Next to sexual assault, the big issue in the NFL and in college football and in high school football is who gets to decide when a dazed player should be taken out of the game because of a concussion. What's the best protocol?
It's a big problem. I'm with many football fans where I'm now suffered kind of this cognitive dissonance where I enjoy the game. Every night, almost, there's either an NFL or a college game on now, but realize it's tremendously destructive, not just to the bodies, but to the minds of the young men playing it. And I think you need to have some sort of neutral arbiter at every single one of these games making the decision when someone gets their bell rung, because the coaches are just too vested to make decisions that really have the interest of these young players at heart.
I think what Rich said would make it much more possible, much more likely that many more parents would want to see their kids play football. I think if you had somebody there who was a neutral person who could say, that's it, players out of the game, we'd be in a much different place than we are now. I think it ought to happen at the college level, the high school level, and the NFL.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Started Mondays, you know how they are. Yeah, one of those days, the essence of how it starts is that predicate how the rest of your day will go. I just went outside to get something out of my pickup truck, and the doors are locked. Now, I never lock my pickup truck, but the keys are in the ignition, and I don't have a set of spare keys. I think I do have a set of spare keys.
How did that happen?
They're in. I haven't the slightest idea. I got out of the truck last night. I went to Home Depot to get a bunch of lights and things. Charlotte was in Meredith's car, so it wasn't like she was coming. I don't even remember how. I'm not even sure. Well, who knows?
Just take a rock, throw it through the window.
There's an idea, Richie. That's a great idea. Why didn't I think about that? Monday, November 3rd, from the Doug Steffen Good Day list or catalog of things going on, many people were affected. Rather startled, perhaps a better word for it. Richie called me on late Friday afternoon and said, did you hear the news? And I hadn't been close to the news. Oftentimes, for the mid to late day, I'm not usually in touch. I don't listen to news on the radio, and I don't watch the news much on television. Once in a while, I do. But I had not heard about what happened with the experimental aircraft, the spaceship, the Galactic One, I think it's called. Excuse me. Have you ever seen pictures of the two planes that are sort of built together that carry this thing up into space? They look like. Well, if you Google the spaceship, look at Galactic. Just go Virgin Galactic, and it'll give you the picture. Probably, Kenny, it would be interesting to post this on Facebook and to a Good Day, actually, the Good Day website. It's fascinating. There's like two fairly large private planes are built together. and the wings are together, and under the wing is the, I mean, these are good-sized planes. They just kind of look like they're not commercial airliners. Like with the some of the things that were done by NASA, they launched them under the underbelly of a commercial airliner that they had did, like 747. They carried the space shuttles around on 747s. They dropped couple of 707s they had that they dropped certain, when the X-15, for example, was first used, or the X-1, whatever it was. And so this is a way of getting these sorts of things into space. So the bottom line is that last week, I think it was on Tuesday or Wednesday of last week, we were talking about that blow up in Virginia on the pad of the Russian, the space ship is supposed to bring things up to the International Space Station, and the used Russian rockets that had been refurbished blew up. So Richie said, and there were other people. I mean, this was, I even said something about it on the air on Thursday, I think, of how foolish it was for people to equate something like that with the planned...
with the private space travel.
Yeah, planned private space travel. So right away when this happened on Friday afternoon, people said, oh, look at that. You said there was no relationship. Well, there isn't any, because there was no relationship in the parts, the usage of the vehicle or how it was manufactured, what it had for propulsion. There's nothing. It just, in this circumstance, they used a new kind of fuel. The fuel isn't the same as is used traditionally in rockets. Somebody came up with some new kind of fuel. Branson is big on the environment. Richard Branson owns Virgin Galactic and Virgin Atlantic and Virgin Pacific and Virgin this and Virgin that. And so he has spent a lot of money trying to influence what's happening in our environment. And he did not want his Galactics, the space tourism, in essence, the planes that were used, or the ships that were used, to pollute the atmosphere, which is what many maintain. The thousands and thousands and thousands of airplanes that are up in the sky around the planet any moment, because they're at a critical place, usually between 35 and 42,000 feet, which is the mid layer of our atmosphere, with all the jet fuel being used and all of the exhaust that's blowing in that delicate part of the atmosphere, that may be affecting climate. If you believe that climate change is being affected by man-made items, then that's a very, very important consideration. So Branson believes that. He doesn't want he's spent a lot of money developing different types of fuels that are about to be used. He has a bio jet diesel that's being used at some of the airports now on his planes. It's a little more expensive. And when I say his planes, he now has a fleet of about 400 planes between the various airlines that carry the Virgin brand. He just ordered a whole bunch of 787 Dreamliners that are going to be used to replace the Airbus crap cans that he's been running. And so that's the sort of inside. I always get those shots in whenever I can about the Airbuses. But the essence of what he's trying to do is use the bottom line, he used different fuels, and whether that played a factor or not.
No, this thing,
it'll take a year, some of them say, to clean.
The media was kind of focused on the rockets.
Yeah.
But Virgin Galactic is coming out and saying that it was a feathering system. It rotates the tail to kind of bring it slowly down into the atmosphere. It turned on by itself.
Caused the plane to break up.
And it caused the plane to break up. Yeah.
Right. Well, so all those things, but there'll be consideration, a lot of talk. Doesn't mean it'll be accurate. It just is. That's the way a lot of things happen.
Well, it'll slow down those people that paid, was it a couple hundred
grand.
People that have paid $250,000 to go up into space?
Yeah.
They'll be delayed by about 3 years.
Cause to think about that. 888-302-3684 to be in the audio portion of the program, which you can hear back. You can hear yourself. You call and get on the air, and you can't hear yourself because we're on a delay system. So when you call, you got to turn your radio off. But if you want to listen back to it, like people that are on this hour, you go to hour number 3. And listen to the callers. If you're one of them, help yourself. You can become a star. 888-302-3684. Okay, so back to the elections for a moment, if you don't mind, before we get to this lady who decided that she would end it all. story of Brittany Maynard in a moment. The electioneering that's going on, I was looking at some of the ballot questions. Kenny, there are ballot questions in California, right?
Yeah.
Do you know which the most important one is to you?
None of them are important to me.
Because?
Because they're written ridiculously.
Mm-hmm. And how do you know they don't impact you?
I don't, and I... They are
right. They are written so that nobody can understand.
Well, but they're important.
The ads are, both sides are so ridiculous it's impossible to decipher what the truth is.
Okay, so then if you don't do anything and figure it out, first of all, we ought to be all doing something about changing.
My neighbor that lives across the street from me,
yeah,
she is the one who controls all of the budgets for the county school systems. So whenever we have a referendum on one of the school issues, I just walk across the street to her and go, okay, what does this mean?
Mm-hmm.
And she's able to explain it to me.
Right. All right. Well, why don't you take care of that call, Richie? And I'm going to get into one of the meat and potato issues that are on the ballot here in Massachusetts. Question one asks residents if they approve of a law that would eliminate the annual adjustment of the state's gasoline tax, which was 24 cents a gallon as of September. Currently, the gas tax is adjusted every year by the percentage change in the consumer price index over the preceding year. So if we have an increase, like the economy has improved 1.5%, let's say it's 2%, then the gas tax would go up by 2%. So if you vote yes, it would eliminate the requirement that the state's gas tax be adjusted annually based on the consumer price index. A no vote would make no change to the law. So, understanding, if you read the law, you would think by reading it, you were going to vote exactly the opposite. I happen to have synthesized and read enough, because now I'm really interested. The ballot questions can be more important. That was the point I was trying to make. The ballot questions themselves can be more important than who you elect to public office. Now, that's an important question, don't you think? Gas tax? And whether it keeps going up and up and up and up and up? Why should the gas cat? Why should,
to Ken's point, why can't they just say, do you want to raise the gas
tax? That's the other point.
Yes.
Why can't it just say, right, one sentence, would you vote to raise the gas tax?
Well, but you have to do the nuance.
Inflation.
Because the politicians have made it so complicated, Richie.
Right.
They use this formula, the formula percentage change of the consumer price index. Well, what does that mean? And, you know, So people just throw up their hands and say, no, they don't want to change. But a no vote here makes no change. So you keep paying more and more every year for gasoline through the gas tax.
Right.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. It just is that kind of thing, these advocates. And how is that legal? Why is that right? Why doesn't somebody put an end to that?
But you would think some lawyer would have sued about this by now.
Yeah. That clown Banzaff, instead of going off against the Redskins, let him file suit against this, Kenny. What did you start to say?
Well, I was going to say, it was like here in California a couple years ago when gay marriage was on the ballot. If you were for it, you had to vote against what was on the ballot.
Yeah.
And if you were against it, you had to vote for it.
Yeah.
And nobody knows which end is up.
Yeah. Here's another one. Question two asks voters if they approve a law that would expand the state's beverage container deposit law, known as the bottle bill, that required deposits on containers for all non-alcoholic, non-carbonated drinks in liquid form intended for human consumption, except beverages primarily derived from dairy products, infant formula, and approved medicines. A yes vote would expand the state's beverage container deposit law to require deposits on containers for all non-alcoholic, non-carbonated drinks with certain exceptions, increase the handling fees, and make other changes in the law. A no vote would make no change in the current law.
I just found one here in Virginia I'm going to get behind.
Yeah?
Shall Section 6-A of Article X, Taxation and Finance, of the Constitution of Virginia be amended to, and here's where it gets good, allow the General Assembly to exempt from taxation the real property of surviving spouse of any member of the armed forces of the United States who was killed in action.
Yep, yes, I'd vote for that.
Where the surviving spouse couples the real property as his or her principal place of residence.
Yep, I'd vote for that. Would you?
Yes.
Can you vote for that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. Right.
Is it clear enough to understand it, Richie? So you know it's
I understood it.
Yeah.
All right.
All I had to read it once.
You're a genius. He's a genius, ladies and gentlemen. All right, 14 before the hour. This is a good day.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom. A stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient oxaliline succinate versus control in a clinical study.
An overwhelming majority of Americans fail to eat the recommended amounts of fruits and vegetables. And while factors such as cost and convenience may contribute to low consumption, a recent study by the University of California, Davis revealed one simple solution, frozen. Dr. Diane Barrett is with the University of California, Davis.
We evaluated the nutrient content of 8 popular fruits and vegetables, both fresh and frozen. Our results show that the frozen fruits and vegetables are most often nutritionally equal to, and in some cases better than, their fresh counterparts. That's because freezing is simply nature's pause button. Frozen fruits and vegetables are picked and frozen at their peak ripeness, which locks in the nutrient value. Frozen produce can play an important role in helping Americans easily add more fruits and vegetables to their diets to meet daily recommendations.
The study was conducted in partnership with the Frozen Food Foundation. For more information, visit frozenfoodfacts.org.
Hi, Doug Steffen in the Good Day program. The story of Sergeant Andrew Tamarisi, story that we have talked about here 3 or 4 times, and as a matter of fact, I think once we had Dennis Davis on, who's a veteran, spent 15 years of highly decorated service in 2 different branches of the military. He's in the Navy and the Air Force, and he has worked hard on this project. So with the announcement, Dennis, on Friday that Sergeant Tamarisi was freed from his detention in Mexico, he was there on a weapons charge. Is that good news? What happens now?
I think it's absolutely good news that that he's home. He came home on a flight up to Florida with his family, and first and foremost, he's around people that love him and care about him, and that's a good first step. And now to be able to go forward and get treatment, he knows he has issues. His family knows he has issues, and they can support him through that. So the kind of the first step is already done because it's acknowledging that he has some issues and he needs to work through them. So now to be able to do that and to understand what his triggers are and how he needs to live life going forward, a very successful and happy life, which he can do, he can get that help that he needs.
Dennis, what changed down in Mexico that they freed him, that they allowed him to go?
You know, from what I read on it and saw on it, that humanitarian issues prevented them legally from keeping him because they don't treat PTSD in Mexico and they have a rehabilitative correctional system down there, or so to speak. So the legal team was able to argue, you can't treat him. He has this issue. Everybody verified that he had the issue, both sides. And so the judge finally said, you know, we can't keep him, and released him immediately.
All right. So for those who don't know, this gentleman took a wrong turn, literally took a left instead of a right, ended up over the border, and that's what started all of this.
And had a gun in the car.
He had a gun in the car. He had post-traumatic stress disorder that's directly related to his service in the U.S. military, correct?
Absolutely, it did. It's service from overseas. And again, it's not service that causes PTSD. It's trauma that causes PTSD. And through his military service as a Marine, a decorated Marine overseas, he saw enough trauma that he has PTSD and I believe was going to seek some treatment in San Diego for this issue. And I think was going to visit a friend and ended up going a little bit too far, again, right, making that wrong turn. And that's how he ended up in Mexico. He didn't do it on purpose.
No, but in this circumstance, is the Veterans Administration handling, was there any problem at all with his getting the treatment like we've had so much discussion about, or is he getting what he needs from the VA?
Well, I can't speak specifically to, you know, his appointments and all of that, but I can tell you that on average, somebody that files the claim to get the status to be able to be seen, the disability status to be able to be seen at the VA for these issues, on average, it's 6 months just to file and get approved, and then you have to get in another line to be able to be seen. So I would say no. It's not working. The system needs to change, and you know, we're seeing more
talk and no action. We have a lot of talk about it, no action to fix it. Dennis Davis with us here with a couple of important informational points. Thank you, Dennis.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the freeze-dry guy's three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is freeze-dry guy's favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call freeze-dry guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
About 53 after the hour into Tech Talk time on the Good Day program, starting with Shelley Palmer, who will talk with you about the new phone Droid Turbo that has a long battery life. Find out about that in just a second here on Good Day.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit barracuda.com/open to learn more.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you're tired of your phone's terrible battery life, check out Verizon's new Droid Turbo. The Turbo, made by Motorola, has a battery that's about twice as big as the one in the iPhone 6, and it lasts way longer, too. Verizon says the Turbo's battery lasts 48 hours, but that's an ideal situation with only light use. Regardless, the battery lasts far longer than just about every other phone battery out there. And when it does deplete, you can use the phone's turbocharger to pick up 8 hours of battery life in 15 minutes of charging. The Turbo has a 5.2-inch screen, which is just about the same size as the Galaxy 5S and halfway between the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus. But the Turbo's screen is Quad HD, which means it's about 4 times the resolution of a normal HD TV and sharper than Samsung's or Apple's top-tier phones. If the Droid Turbo sounds like a must-have, it's available now on Verizon starting at $199. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not going to happen, Lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Are you a last-minute holiday shopper? Perhaps this year can be different for you and less stressful. Brian Osich is here, finding out that it has never tasted so good to plan ahead. Listen to this.
The countdown has begun, and the holidays will be here before you know it. For those shoppers who want to buy or plan in advance, now's the time to come up with your gift ideas, and it may be easier than you think. Hickory Farms Holiday Market stores are opening across the country, bringing with them delicious food and a knowledgeable, friendly staff customers have enjoyed and relied on for over 60 years. Holiday shoppers can look forward to seeing their Hickory Farms favorites like award-winning sausages, cheeses, fruits, and nuts. This year, the specialty food retailer is introducing new products, including signature chocolates and an assortment of gift baskets and boxes. If you're looking to send a gift to someone this year, the Hickory Farms Reserve Collection features gifts containing aged artisanal dry salami and natural cheeses handcrafted by award-winning masters. Visit hickoryfarms.com to see the entire collection. These specialty food gifts and more are available at Hickory Farms Holiday Market locations nationwide, in catalogs, and online at hickoryfarms.com.
You may have seen some recent job reports that show the unemployment rate is down a bit, but a new study indicates that small business owners are still reluctant to hire. Here's some more on that story.
According to the Hartford's fourth annual Small Business Success Study, 77% of small business owners feel successful about how their business is operating, but 67% have not hired in the last year. Gene Marks, best-selling author and small business owner, thinks this can be traced back to the recent downturn in the economy.
Most small business owners, like me, still have the recession very much in our minds. And the success study found that 55% of us were still considering ourselves very much financially conservative when it came time to spending our money.
According to Marks, this risk-averse trend that's putting a hold on hiring can be damaging for the economy in general.
Small businesses themselves, they employ more than 50% of all the people that are out there in the U.S., and they generate 75% of new jobs every year. So the success of small businesses really does mean the success of the U.S. economy.
For more on this study, visit thehartford.com/success study.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.